Facing a potential acute labour shortage, the Czech government has cut isolation requirements for people who test positive for COVID-19. From next Tuesday, people will need to stay home for 5 days instead of the current 14, as Ian Willoughby reports.
Other states have already seen record numbers of known COVID infections due to the relatively contagious Omicron variant. The Czech Republic is still bracing itself for such a scenario. However, Omicron is expected to be the dominant type of coronavirus in the country within days, and experts predict up to 50,000 new cases a day, which would far outstrip previous highs. Fear of the crippling labour shortages this could cause has spurred the Czech government into taking action. Speaking to reporters on Wednesday afternoon, the Minister of Health, Vlastimil Válek, said the current 14-day mandatory isolation period for people testing positive for the coronavirus would be cut significantly.
From next Tuesday, the period of quarantine and isolation will be reduced to 5 days, 5 complete calendar days. The same quarantine period will be in place for everybody without exception.
Bude stejná doba karantény, stejná doba izolace pro všechny bez výjimky.
This requirement will apply to those who've been vaccinated against the virus or previously contracted it. Those who've come into contact with somebody with COVID must also stay home for 5 days. The Prague government's decision follows similar steps by a number of other European Union countries and the US. Minister Válek told journalists reducing the quarantine period was intended to, and I quote, prevent the state from collapsing. In addition, his cabinet rubber-stamped a previously flagged plan to introduce frequent COVID testing at the country's workplaces from the 17th of January.
Everybody will test themselves using antigen kits. The tests will be done twice a week or once every 3 to 5 days. If an antigen test is positive, that worker will go into quarantine for a period of 5 calendar days.
Again, this will apply to all employees, including those who have received booster jabs. Previously, positive antigen tests were followed by PCR tests, but now workers will go straight into quarantine after the former. Mr. Válek said the provision will be in place for a maximum of 3 weeks. Public health insurers will pick up the tab. The Czech Confederation of Industry has called on the government to also draft a crisis plan for a scenario in which a large number of workers are quarantined. The health minister said he'd hold talks with experts on Friday regarding possible further measures if the situation deteriorates. Meanwhile, a 2-week period of intensified testing has been in place at Czech schools since they resumed this week.